Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Seb.
And have you ever visited Spain?
Oh, Tiffany, didn't I tell you? I lived in Spain for 6 years.
Wow, okay. Where did you live and what was your favorite thing to do there?
Well, I lived in Madrid, that's the capital, but I traveled all over. One of my favorite places is Seville or Sevilla in the south. It's a beautiful sunny city, famous for flamenco, that's the traditional Spanish dance, and also for its stunning buildings and architecture.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I haven't been to Madrid yet, but I did visit Barcelona. And what I really liked was all the buildings built by Gaudi. So if you ever see pictures of Barcelona, the buildings are kind of in an interesting shape. And that's what makes Barcelona really special.
Yeah, it's a very special city. I haven't been for years, but I really hope I can go again there someday.
So you're fluent in Spanish?
Yes.
A little
Sí, sí.
That's all I know. Okay, so why are we talking about Spain? Well, it's because there's something really unique to Spain, and it's that they eat dinner quite late. That's true,
They
right?
do, they do. Actually, when I lived in Spain, we would go for dinner maybe 10 p.m., 11 p.m.,
Wow.
12 p.m. So 12 a.m. Anyway, but anyway, that's what we're going to look at today in today's article. So let's find out some more.
Reading. Why the Spanish Eat So Late. Visitors to Spain will likely notice that the sun sets rather late there. What's more, the locals tend to eat dinner late, around 9 or 10 p.m. While most of us believe the habit is related to the Mediterranean attitude, there's another reason that makes more sense. It's because Spain is actually in the wrong time zone. According to world maps, Spain should be in the same time zone as the UK and Portugal. However, in 1940, Spanish leader General Franco changed the country's time zone, adopting Central European time instead. He did this to show unity with Nazi Germany, with whom he was on good terms. As a result, Spain's workday doesn't really match the hours of daylight. Spain's government is considering putting the country back in its original time zone. Some people are in favor of the change. Others, however, feel being in the wrong time zone has contributed to Spain's special culture. It's become an attraction for tourists, who go there for the late summer evenings and buzzing nightlife.
All right, so let's take a look at our article and figure out why do the Spanish eat so late? Yeah, why is that? All right, the article says, visitors to Spain will likely notice that the sun sets rather late there.
It does,
It does. So it also really depends on the location of where a country is. Some countries, the sun sets later. Some countries, the sun sets earlier. So, of course, it just depends on the location of where each country is.
That's true. Okay, so back to the article. And it says, what's more, the locals tend to eat dinner late, around 9 or 10 p.m. Okay, so they tend to eat dinner late. Okay, this is a useful little phrase right here. They tend to eat dinner, or they often eat dinner late. What we are saying is that Spanish people eat dinner late a lot, and they're likely to eat dinner late again. So, for example, Evelyn tends to stay in bed late on weekends. Okay? So we've learned that Spanish people tend to eat dinner very late, right? Very late, actually. So as I said, when I was working, in a restaurant there when I was in Spain, and you know, people would come in at 11 p.m., midnight. Actually, sometimes people came in at 1 a.m. for dinner.
Wow.
Yeah. Very tiring for the waiters, I can tell you.
Of course.
But it isn't unusual.
That's actually really late for dinner. Usually for people in Taiwan, we eat dinner like maybe between 6 to 8 p.m. 8 p.m. is already counted as a late dinner.
Oh, wow.
Anything after that is counted as a midnight snack. Okay, in Chinese, it's 宵夜的概念哦. Okay.
Right.
Now that you live in Taiwan, What time do you usually eat dinner?
I think I brought some of that Spanish culture with me to Taipei, actually, mm-hmm. because I still eat dinner pretty late. Yeah. So normally I sit down for a meal maybe 9 p.m., mm-hmm. But some days I'll even eat dinner at 11. What about you?
I think it also depends for me. I eat dinner late sometimes, too, because mm-hmm. of my work. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't always get off work at the same time. I might not be able to have dinner every single night at 7 p.m. or something. So mm-hmm. it depends. I might have to eat dinner a little bit earlier or a little bit later, depending on my work schedule.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. So let's continue reading. The article says, while most of us believe the habit is related to the Mediterranean attitude, there's another reason that makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. When something is related to something else, it means that it's connected in some way. So related is an adjective. For example, we could say bees and flowers are related. And that mm-hmm. just means that they're connected in a certain way because bees help flowers grow and flowers need bees to spread its seeds. Mm-hmm. For example, we can also say the police think the two crimes are related to each other. And that just means there's a connection between these two crimes. Maybe mm-hmm. it's the same killer. Maybe it's the same weapon used mm-hmm. in the crime. We never know.
Yeah, they're not two separate crimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and another useful phrase there was make sense. That's something that has a logic to it and is easy to understand. So, for example, if Tiffany was going on holiday tomorrow and she tells me, I'm going to get to the airport 2 hours before my flight, that makes a lot of sense, right? Mm-hmm. It's easy to understand why you would want to go to the airport 2 hours early because you don't want to miss your flight. And there'll be no problems with you getting to your destination.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense if I do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if something isn't easy to understand, you can also say it doesn't make a lot of sense or doesn't make any sense at all. So my dad told me he was quitting his job so he could become a dancer. But his explanation didn't make a lot of sense to me. In mm-hmm. fact, I've never seen him dance before.
Maybe it was his dream, his childhood dream.
Maybe. I mean, that would make sense. That mm-hmm. would make sense. Okay, so let's take a look at an example. It makes sense to carry the address of your hotel just in case you get lost. Does make a lot of sense, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. All right, so let's continue reading our article. It says, it's because Spain is actually in the wrong time zone. When we talk about different zones, this noun means an area different from other areas. So a time zone is how we use time to divide the world. Now, of course, the time will be different if we are in Taiwan and let's say your friend or other person is in the United States, okay, because they're in different parts of the world, they are in different time zones. Or I can also have a no parking zone. So for example, if I say this is a no parking zone, it means I cannot park at this area or this place. Okay. I can also say this city is in an earthquake zone. And that means that this city is in a place that often has earthquakes. For example, we can say the teacher divided the classroom into different zones to play a game.
Okay. So next in the article, it says, according to world maps, Spain should be in the same time zone as the UK and Portugal. That's actually true. Mm-hmm. You know, normally if a country is very far to the east or very far to the west, it'll be in a different time zone. The time will be different, right?
Right.
But if you look at a map of Europe, the UK is right on top of Spain. Mm. You don't go across at all. You just go straight down. Mm. So yeah, it is pretty strange. Yeah?
That doesn't mm-hmm. make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
All right, so let's continue reading the article. It says, however, in 1940, Spanish leader General Franco changed the country's time zone, adopting Central European time instead. Okay, so in the beginning, yes, geographically, Spain is right underneath the UK, but this general decided to adopt a different time zone. Here, adopt is a verb and it means to begin to use or have a different method or manner. For example, if you go to England, Hong Kong, or Japan, you will notice that they drive on the other side of the road. Okay, so if you're like me, we live in Taiwan or the US, we're not used to it. So we will need to adopt the country's way of driving. And it means that you just need to learn how to cross the street and look on the right way in order to cross the road safely. For example, we can say, Kim adopts a southern accent when speaking to family back home.
Okay, so the article says that he did this to show unity with Nazi Germany, with whom he was on good terms.
Ooh.
Okay, so a tricky sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Unity. This is a complicated word. Basically, it means togetherness, oneness, or harmony. So if there's unity between two countries, that means that the countries understand each other and share a lot of common values. Unity isn't just for international politics, though. It can be used in lots of different situations, where everyone in a group understands each other and works hard together. So if we have unity in a company, it means that all the workers are, you know, they get on well, they understand what everybody needs to do, and there's not many problems. If I say there's unity in the design of a product, that means that a product is designed flawlessly. Everything, every different piece that was made by different people works perfectly together, and so we have a really great product. Okay? Even teams can have unity, or if they don't understand each other, they can have a lack of unity. So our example sentence is, the soccer team trained using all the latest expensive equipment, but their lack of unity meant that they never played well as a group. So the soccer team trained using all the most expensive equipment, but their lack of unity meant that they never played well as a group.
Okay, so here we have our grammar point. We're going to use whom and which. Now, in front of it, we have to add a preposition. For example, if we say, Mr. Hendrickson is a teacher whom I have a lot of respect for, then you have to remember for this preposition, you have to keep it the same way. Okay? For example, I can also say the same thing. Hendrickson is a teacher for whom I have a lot of respect.
Okay, so next in the article, as a result, Spain's workday doesn't really match the hours of daylight. It doesn't, no. Actually, you know the hottest time of day in Spain is 4 p.m.
Yeah. Wow, that's yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, strange, right? So as a result, that's a useful linking word that we just used there. And we use that whenever we want to link two sentences when the second sentence is a consequence or result of the first. Okay? So for example, my bus was late this morning. As a result, I was late for work. So because my bus was late this morning, I was late for work, essentially. Okay? My boss wasn't very happy with my work this year. As a result, he didn't give me a raise. Okay?
Oh, man.
So because he wasn't very happy, he didn't give me a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Simple.
So now we know the reason why the time zone is so different than the UK, even though mm-hmm. they're in the same area.
Yeah.
Let's continue reading. It says, Spain's government is considering putting the country back in its original time zone.
Hmm. Okay, so next in the article, some people are in favor of the change. In favor of. So in favor of means to support or agree with. So, for example, we could say that many people are in favor of making same-sex marriage legal. That means a lot of people support it or they want it to happen. Okay? They agree with same-sex marriage. Others, however, are against it. So people who are against same-sex marriage are people who disagree, who think that men and men or women and women shouldn't get married together. So, to be against something, that's the opposite of being in favor of it. Even actually with elections and votes, we can say that a certain percentage of people were in favor and a certain percentage of people were against. Okay? So we have the people who said yes and the people who said no. Right, let's go back to the article.
I don't know how it's going to turn out if they actually change the time zone back. I think it will confuse a lot of people.
I think
it could
be very confusing,
yeah.
Right? Imagine if in Taipei suddenly they said, you're all going to go to work 2 hours earlier now.
Yeah. It's going
it'd
to confuse
weird, right?
A lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just like the article says, it says, others, however, feel being in the wrong time zone has contributed to Spain's special culture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yeah.
Even if they do change it back to its correct time zone, I think it will ruin a lot of things for the Spanish culture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, like the dining culture,
exactly.
You know, that you come out of work at, you know, 8 p.m. and there's still so many things to do, right? Because
mm-hmm.
everything stays open later.
That's right.
Yeah.
Contribute here means to help cause something to happen. So you can help a person, a group, or a cause, or an organization. Now, if we want to change it to a noun, it would be contribution. Usually we will have to say contribution to or contribution toward. For example, we can take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the volunteers contributed their time to cleaning up the beach.
Okay, right. So on with our article. And it says, it's become an attraction for tourists who go there for the late summer evenings and buzzing nightlife. Mm-hmm. That's right. One of my favorite memories of Spain is no matter what time of day you go outside, there's always something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember I could come out of work at, you know, 11 p.m., midnight, and still you have old people, children walking around the streets. Everything is, you know, buzzing, which means almost like fizzing, full of, mm-hmm. like really full of life.
Something really interesting.
Yeah. So obviously that's a big attraction for tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we see the word attraction, right?
We do. And that's a noun. And it's a place, activity, or thing that is interesting to see or do. So tourist attractions are the sites and places that tourists go to see when they visit a new city. So Taipei 101, Chiang Kai-shek Memorial, and Shilin Night Market are some major tourist attractions in Taipei. I'm not sure if you want to spend all of your free time going to those places.
No, probably not.
No,
I don't
not
want
really.
To squeeze in with all the people there.
Yeah, but the tourists like them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tourist attraction. We can also talk about main attractions. A main attraction is the main thing people want to see or do. A star attraction, which describes anything that attracts or draws in lots and lots of visitors. And then there's our example sentence. This town's main attractions are its great food, beautiful beaches, and the city temple.
Mm.
Okay, so the main things that people go to see there are food, beaches, and the temple.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's right. When I was in Spain, I definitely felt the buzz of the city, and mm-hmm. I really felt quite safe, actually, going out late at night. Because sometimes when you're in different cities and you go out late at night by yourself or something, you might feel scared because mm-hmm. there's nobody on the streets. But in Spain, I felt very, very safe. And I kind of want to go back again now.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
you?
You Summer's too. A few months away. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So that's the end of our article. It's interesting to know why the Spanish eat so late. But before mm-hmm. we finish off the article for today, we have a For You Chat. So let's take a look.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our For You Chat question for today is, have you ever moved between different time zones? How did you feel? Okay. I think you've done this before, right?
Yeah, I've moved around a little bit because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm from the UK,
mm-hmm.
I lived in Spain, and now I'm in Taipei. So moving to Spain was very easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2 hours on a plane from home, and like I said, even though there is a time difference, it's only 1 hour.
Yeah, it's
so,
not too bad.
Yeah, you want to call home, you can call home anytime. People will be awake. From Taipei, it's a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to make a lot of plans whenever I want to call home and speak to my friends or family. Can't speak to them before 4 p.m. because they'll be asleep.
Yes.
But it's actually a lot worse if you're from the U.S., I think.
I think
because California is 16 hours, right?
Yeah.
It's really far away.
But sometimes it works to our advantage because when it's late at night in Taipei, it's early for them, earlier in the evening. So it's not too bad. I also lived in the UK as well. So
I felt like the
time zone thing was difficult to, you know, between the UK and Taiwan and even in the States sometimes. So it was kind of difficult adjusting that, but you get used to it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you guys in the future, you will have to adjust to new time zones when you go to college. So here's something for you to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And even traveling as well. When you travel, you might have to adapt to different time zones.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can talk about it with your friends. And that's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Seb.
So we'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Why the Spanish eat so late? Visitors to Spain will likely notice that the sun sets rather late there. What's more, the locals tend to eat dinner late, around 9 or 10 p.m. While most of us believe the habit is related to the Mediterranean attitude, there's another reason that makes more sense. It's because Spain is actually in the wrong time zone. According to world maps, Spain should be in the same time zone as the UK and Portugal. However, in 1940, Spanish leader General Franco changed the country's time zone, adopting Central European time instead. He did this to show unity with Nazi Germany, with whom he was on good terms. As a result, Spain's workday doesn't really match the hours of daylight. Spain's government is considering putting the country back in its original time zone. Some people are in favor of the change. Others, however, feel being in the wrong time zone has contributed to Spain's special culture. It's become an attraction for tourists, who go there for the late summer evenings and buzzing nightlife.
Vocabulary Review.
Related. Today's homework is closely related to what we studied in the textbook, so it should be easy for you. Time zone. London and Taipei are in different time zones, so people in the two cities are not always awake at the same time. Adopt. The manager decided to adopt a new marketing strategy to attract more customers. Unity. The two parties agreed to run the country together with cooperation and unity. Contribute. Newton's laws of motion contributed greatly to modern science. Attraction. Martha does not see the attraction of baseball. She finds it boring.